Welcome to the City Point Church podcast. Thanks for joining us. Every day is an opportunity to take hold of. So we hope this message inspires you and builds your faith, that it helps you have more of a God perspective for your day. Enjoy.
Do you know how many more testimonies will come out of this incredible thing that we do every single day as we invite people to know the love of Jesus Christ? And so this is an incredible campaign that we are actually running as our overarching theme for 2020, our plus one. And so let's be in prayer about exactly who we're handing these cards over to. It's going to be a phenomenal year of testimonies of people making decisions for Jesus Christ. Well, why don't we give it up for the band this morning? I'm going to jump straight into this word this morning. Thank you, team. I'm really excited about the word this morning. It is a little bit different. And it's even going to be delivered a little bit different, okay? So what we're chatting about and what our theme is for this time of year, we have launched the year with This Is Us. Our theme for 2020 right from the get-go is This Is Us. And I love that we're starting with This Is Us because usually at this time of year, we are making plans or decisions for our lives individually where we are setting up our year. Some of these decisions will be for our bodies. Some of these decisions will be for our time management. Some of these decisions will be our plans for work or study for this year, but it's at this time of a year that each and every one of us actually get intentional. And so using that platform, we have launched this series, This Is Us, because the truth is every area of our life requires intention to set up so that we walk in assurance in our year. And so right here at the beginning of the year in our This Is Us theme, I have titled this message today, This Is Us. And doing something a little bit unconventional, I'm actually speaking this morning from the heartbeat of our church at City Point Church. It is a document that we actually call the heartbeat document here at City Point Church. For those who are on team, you'll actually be aware of exactly what I mean by this heartbeat document. But I love this because this is us. This is you, because in this time in history, you made a choice to come and be part of City Point North. And so this is not Graham and I. This is not the team that you'll see come and sit with me this morning to help share. This is us, the collective. This is you, this is me, this is us. And so I'm really excited to unpack this morning. And what I love about this heartbeat document more than anything is this is our story, this is our heartbeat, this is our identity. And I love this for a reason, because there was a moment at SWB 2019 in which a survey was filled out by over 2,000 women in an auditorium, and one of the questions was, do you struggle to know your identity? And in this exchange of surveys, what happened is all the girls filled out a survey of 25 questions, some of them really funny, some of them really serious, some of them quite crucial to our lives. And what we did is we filled them out, and then we exchanged them all over the auditorium. And we as sisters stood for our sisters who answered yes or no to whatever the question was that was being answered. And we then took it from there and we pray for our sister for the different areas. It was a very powerful moment, but there was a moment at SWB 2019 that broke our heart. Graham and I both noticed, and it has formed conversation as a leadership team since that moment, because there was one question on this survey that said, do you struggle to know your identity? At least 95% of the auditorium stood in that moment, saying, yes, I struggle to know my identity. Now, what I have discovered is that, particularly in this generation, for it is different to when I was a young adult, making decisions and intentional plans for my future, this generation, more than any other generation, which affects every age group, it doesn't just affect our young people, it affects the way we're making decisions in this generation. What I'm noticing more and more and more is that we are making decisions for areas of our life that God already made decisions for. We are asking questions of how we live our life that are already in the Word of God, and He says, do it this way, for it is good for your life. And so the reason I really wanted to bring forth the heartbeat of City Point Church is because this has been deliberated over for years and years and years and years. This was actually crafted over 15 years ago, and it's been crafted straight from the Word of God. And it's a declaration over our house. This is who you are. You don't need to question. You don't need to doubt. You don't need to worry. Here is clear pathways forward. Here is clear direction on where you can go. Here is great ways in which you can make decisions for your life. And so I'm really excited to unpack this morning a little bit about our heartbeat document. I'm not unpacking the whole lot. You have the pleasure of hearing me 2 weeks in a row. And so next week I'll finish the heartbeat document and our part to play in it, which I'm really excited. This week is the who we are. Next week is what we do. All right, are you ready for that? Are you excited for that? And I love that we're unpacking this right at the beginning of the year, because maybe you're still making plans. So for all of the note takers, take your notepads out, because we're going to make some plans this morning. This morning we're going to discover who we are. This is us. This is us. I'm really excited to unpack this. This is us. This is our heartbeat. This is who we are. This is what we believe. We are excited to welcome each and every one of you who have come out this morning on this journey in 2020. You belong here. You belong here. I'd love to invite the team. Some of our dream team are actually going to come and help me unpack this message this morning. If you would just come up and take a place on one of these stools, that'd be unbelievable. We're going to unpack together this morning. This is us, because just as a reminder, this is not Graham and I. This is us. Here at City Point Church, our vision and our mission is to unmistakably influence our world for good and for God. Your mission, my mission, is to unmistakably influence your world for good and for God. You can read it along on the screens with me this morning. Thank you, Tom, if you would put that mission statement up. Our mission is to unmistakably influence our world for good and for God. So if you were wondering what you need to do this year, that's it. That's it. Each and every one of us has a different sphere of influence. Every single one of us goes to different things each day. You don't all come and work here at City Point Church like Gray and I have the privilege to do, but you have been given a platform. You have not landed accidentally where you are. You have been placed for such a time as this. And so, wherever your sphere is, whether it's in a schoolyard, whether it is in a university, whether it's in a workplace, whether you actually run that workplace, that sphere of influence is your platform to unmistakably influence your world for good and for God. That is our mission. This is us. This is what we do. I love this, because this is actually the why we do this. We are here to see the lost found, to see the sick healed, to see the captive set free, and to see decisions become disciples. This comes from our scripture, as in our heartbeat, comes from Isaiah 4:18 that says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound." That is our mission. That is our mission. That is your mission. This is us. So how do we outwork the mission of God on our lives? Because for each and every one of us, with our different spheres of influence, we all have ways in which we do this. And so I'm really excited this morning to speak to you about our values. And the reason I want to speak to you about our values is, whether you realize it or not, each and every one of you live your life operating by default out of your value system. Every single person seated here this morning has a different set of values. This is actually why the world disagrees with each other so much. It is the reason why we have different opinions, arguments, it's the reason why we see people get angry in the news and not understand why people do not come on board with their opinions. It is actually because every single one of us have different value systems. Do you know that we were actually designed to have different value systems? It's a part of the gift sets that God has placed on our life to actually outwork in our spheres the different things God has called us to do. But this is what I want to say this morning, because over the last number of years, values has become a vogue word. It has become a vogue word that we are subject to. And what I mean by that, values has been cast or defined as something that we are dictated to by. That I operate like this because it is my values. And I am subject to it. But that is not the case with values. God actually gave a set of values for each and every one of us to operate through. And we dictate the values that we operate out of our lives. Values can be changed. Values can mature. Values can be chosen to be picked up, and you can operate out of them. I have to say that when I was a young woman, and I actually did this test, so it was about 10 years ago, so I'm still a young woman, but now that I'm older and they are a little bit different, I did this test that you can actually do online to discover my values. Because just like a personality test, I took to be more aware of the way I operate, and so that I could strengthen it, mature it, make it better. There is also a value test that you can take in which you discover where your values lay now in your life, how you operate. It's the reason why some people are always moved by compassion, because compassion will feature as a value in their life. It is also the reason why some people are so moved, and you can see evidently around their life the value of family. This is not a default for everybody. There will be a value. Now, our values are shaped by the life we have already lived. It is shaped by our circumstances. It is shaped by everything we have gone through. However, it is not dictated to because of what we've gone through. Some of the heroes that we look at in the faith are heroes because, regardless of the circumstances they had in their lives, they chose to operate out of values that were not the ones that had shaped their past. Paul is a great example of this. So Paul started with a value of self-righteousness, and he operated in it perfectly. It fully dictated to his life. So much so that his religious value saw him kill religious people if their religious views did not line up with his. But when he had an encounter with God, he chose a different set of values and then began to operate out of them. And our values are not simply changed pre-Jesus and after Jesus. They need to mature all throughout our life, because our calling does actually mature and change, or our platforms in which we express it changes. And so our values are really important. And so when I was a young woman, I noticed that my top value that I operated my life out of was beauty. And you may think that that's really crazy, but what it meant for my life is that everything ran through the funnel of beauty before any other filter. Everything. Decisions about my finance, decisions about my time, decisions about what job I would have, because something had to fund this value in my life. And although I know that my value for beauty has not changed, its level on the scale of where it sits has. And the reason is because I've had to mature and run things through a value that is more important than beauty, even though it's still an aspect in my life. Even though things that I touch I love to make beautiful. It's a part of who I am. But it doesn't sit as high now as others, which is my top value. Others didn't feature at the time that I did my value system the first time. Servanthood did. It was a slightly different one. But I had to choose intentionally the values I would live my life by. And so now, by default and discipline and exercise, I have changed my values so that this is how and what my life will represent. This is what we're going to do this morning. So we're going to unpack this morning. For those of you who might sit here this morning and go, I've never done anything like this, that's okay. We're doing it this morning. We're going to unpack this morning who we are as City Point Church and the values on this house. These have been set by Pastor Mark and Lee. And we're so excited about them because you may not have these as your intrinsic values. They may not be or feature high on yours, but they're so incredibly good for your life. These are actually the values of a disciple. And so I'm really excited to unpack this morning. And so, obviously, because it is not my values, this is our values. Our team is going to unpack this with me this morning. Are you ready for this morning? So we're going to start right from the start. I'm going to join the team. This is us. In Mark 9:37, it says, whoever welcomes one of my little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me. We are acceptance.
Acceptance. In our world, you are a hero and a friend. Jesus taught that when we receive people in his name, we are actually receiving him. That's how much value he put on the act of acceptance. In Christ's eyes, people are the most precious treasure on planet Earth. They are what he gave his life for and what he has commissioned his church to reach. As such, we are a people who extend to others the acceptance that he has extended to us. We accept even when we don't agree. We are people that are ever reaching wider and ever laying down our personal preferences for the sake of reaching more people. For there is no more valuable commodity in all the earth than the human spirit. In our eyes, people are valuable beyond description, worth the price of personal inconvenience, and worthy of an all-out search. Ours is a culture of acceptance, for that is the culture of Christ. Our vision is inclusive and big enough to embrace people of every imaginable background and bias. For we believe that each person brings a different and indigenous facet of the creative expression of God. And all of those individual expressions are needed to reveal the glorious power of Christ's body as a whole. In our world, you are accepted.
This is us. This is us. Ephesians 3:12 says, in him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. We are authenticity.
Authenticity, where God can be God and you can be you. We're big on being real. There's no need for masks, charades, or disingenuous, pretense in our house. We want you to come as you are and find a God who promises to meet you that way. You don't need to become something different or phony in order to fit in with us. In fact, we can't wait to celebrate your authentic self. You're fully alive. You at your best. You free to make your difference. That's what we want to see. For we are convinced that it is our difference rather than our sameness that is our greatest asset to the kingdom of God. So be the you that you were designed to be, a real person in pursuit of a real God with real answers. That's our claim and nothing more. We are works in progress, following a God who promised to not leave us half finished. And we welcome the world to join us on this journey, no matter how broken your first steps are. God is very good at repairing humanity. We should know because we all started there as well. So don't hide. Open your heart and dare to trust you're in good company. come in and be yourself.
This is us. Colossians 3:12 says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We are compassion.
Compassion, to be moved and then to act. Compassion lives within us. It colors the lens through which we look at life and compels our hands to dig deep and give big. Far from a liability, our compassion is one of the most powerful and yet underestimated traits we possess. The world awaits the actions of the compassionate. The world's need is the stage set for our heroic response. There is much to do, but that doesn't slow us. For we have been given much to give. We are moved by the plight of the needy. Whether it be the ravaged girls of the Cambodia streets or the single mum at the shopping centre struggling with the tribe of children, it can be sparked by something seen on TV or something that rises within us when in conversation with a friend in the faith. Whatever its inspiration, compassion compels us to act, to do good, and to make a difference. Its presence in our mind and heart anchors us in the truth that life is bigger than ourselves, and that the highest expression of Christ-likeness is to love as he loved, do as he did, and give as he gave for others. His heart of compassion beats within us, and we will be true to its whispers. We will obey, we will respond without delay, for nothing less is appropriate.
This is us. John 14:1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. We are faith.
Faith. Our faith is unswerving and our belief is sure. God is the God of the impossible, no matter what the situation. Our house is a place of faith in God and belief in people. Radical, isn't it? Counterculture for sure. Because we are convinced that God is great and people are worth believing in. No matter what, sure, they may have some rough edges, but that's okay, right? That's okay. After all, it is through the imperfect people that God has outworked every one of his miracles through thousands of years. If he believes in people, then who are we to criticize the subject of his methods? At City Point, you'll find that we are people of stubborn, unswerving, unfailing, resolute belief that God will have his way in the end. And people will inevitably succeed if they simply stand in him and walk in his way. Your victory is inevitable. It's already making its way towards you. Have faith. Your answer is coming. God believes in you. And so do we.
This is us. 2 Corinthians 9:11 says, you will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. We are generous.
We live big and give generously. So we serve a limitless, all-powerful, ever-loving, always-giving God. As such, it's only appropriate that we, his people, would reflect a similar bigness of heart and generosity of spirit. Generosity is how we show the world the genuineness of our love. It's the attitude of our hearts and the footprint of our lives, because at City Point, we believe that generosity is the very heart of God. Wherever there's lack, brokenness, need, or poverty, we, God's people, will be the ones to come to the rescue by whatever means necessary. We are here to be God's solution, and as such, always find a way to be generous, because when generosity happens, everybody wins. The world is improved, the kingdom advances, God is glorified, and we set in motion spiritual laws that guarantee our provision and progress. Generous people make it easier for God to have his miraculous way, both in and through their lives, and that's the kind of people you'll find in abundance at City Point.
This is us. 1 Peter 2:17 says, show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God and honor the King. We are honor.
Honor, the key to order and blessing. We are a people who understand the divine power of honor. Honor lays a platform for the miraculous. It builds an altar of worship and it releases people to their very best. We honour the Lord and his all-encompassing sacrifice. We honour those around us as people worth the blood of Jesus. And we honour those in positions of leadership over us as the scripture commands. We are a people who are unashamedly respectful, for we recognise that this his posture of heart is not without reward. Honour brings us order. Honour brings the possibility of miracles closer. Honour ensures that we are ever in a place where we can receive all that God has for us, no matter which vessel through whom he moves. From the youngest child to the oldest saint, we indiscriminately pour honour on those above, beside, and beneath us, as that positions us to receive from every angle the best from those around us. After all, we are in service of the King of Glory and in the family of his people, recipients worthy of honour indeed.
This is us. 1 Peter 2:17 says, "Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." We are passion.
Passion is our fuel and great persuader. To join our church is to join the ranks of the passionate. We are absolutely, resolutely determined to never give up. We are a people that will go the distance and be the difference. Passion is our secret weapon, for it is what fuels our longevity and preserves the fire of our faith. Passion is not a short-lived shooting star. It is the ancient supernova that shines on the ageless. At City Point, we are not interested in slowing down, shutting up, or giving in. There is too much to do and far too much humanity to reach. Like a lifeguard powering through the surf for the drowning child, we are on fire, on course, and refuse to slow down just because our muscles are burning. This cause is life and death, heaven and hell, eternity gained or lost. One thing's for certain, we're in all the way and won't be backing off anytime soon. At City Point, we choose passion. For passion persuades even the toughest critic. It amplifies the effectiveness of our message and serves as the spiritual fuel that we use to recruit help and inspire action. We only have one life. We only have one shot, and we will not be found guilty of wasting it on things that simply do not matter. Our life and voice shamelessly calls those around us to live as we do, with passion.
This is us. Colossians 1:10 says, "And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God." We are progress.
Progress. Progress is the evidence of our influence. The world should look better as a result of our presence in it. We must leave worthy evidence of our passage through this time. We at City Point are committed to progress, for progress is evidence of our influence. More salvations, better disciples, higher worship, greater influence, deeper impact. That's what you'll find us aiming for. We aren't really interested in resting on previous conquests or reminiscing over previous victories. There's always another hill to take. There's always another soul to save, and there's always another person to reach. And as such, you'll find the people of City Point forever progressing in their mission and reaching for their next goal. We are a congregation that, when hearing about a problem, do something about being the solution. We understand that correction is not rejection, and take on board constructive feedback in our lives so that we can move to our next level. We are a people that will take our promised land rather than just talk about it. For our God, his kingdom. This cause and our church are all worthy of our finest efforts. For us, maintenance mode, sounding the retreat or deviating from our course are simply not options. We are God's people of progress, and we march on.
This is us. Acts 2, verse 44 says this: "All the believers were together and had everything in common. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who would be saved." we are together.
Together is the way we do life. God is attracted to his people doing life together. He delights in the gathering of his children, and for this reason we choose to be a people who never go it alone. Why would we go solo and rob ourselves of greater influence? There's power in our together. There's commanded blessing in our unity. There's strength in our numbers. People assembled together for a cause says something that no individual can, which is precisely why Jesus left behind the disciples rather than the disciple. When we are together, we are able to accentuate one another's strengths and compensate for one another's weaknesses. So it is crucial that we stay as committed to the church as we are to our God. For staff, leaders, and volunteers, this togetherness is achieved through the commitment and participation in City Point Church worship and service. To love Christ and yet reject his body is a gross misunderstanding of both the plan of God and the value of his people. In our eyes, church is one of the greatest miracles on the planet. One body, working, living, loving, and praying together for the advancement of God's kingdom and the salvation of souls. There is no more worthy, important, or challenging cause than this, and it is only when we are together that it will be achieved.
This is us. And finally this morning, Ephesians 2:10. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has created in advance for us to do. We are influence. We exist to make a difference. We are designed to resonate. There should be a spiritual climate change, an absence of darkness, a shift for the good surrounding of the people of God. It is, after all, why we are here. Influence. The fact that we are still located on the earth says that our presence is purposeful. This is no accident. We are here upon the earth to be the difference, to advance God's kingdom come, to bring more heaven to earth, and to take more of earth to heaven. At City Point, we believe that we are God's divinely designed influence looking for a place to happen. The heart, core, and highest expression of this influence boils down to two words, salvations and discipleship. We see to see people find Christ as their Savior and answer, and then to take that answer into their world. This is our mission. This is our mandate. And this is our cause. We aren't going to await permission or an invitation. We're just going to do it. We are God's unstoppable force, and we have come to unmistakably influence our worlds for good and for God. This is us. Would you put your hands together for our team this morning as they go? Church, this is us. This is who we are. This is who you are. This is who I am. We've each been given a mandate. We've each been given an identity. And today you can clothe yourself in it, knowing it, because God has called each and every one of us to take on these attributes, to take on these values, and to operate in the way he designed each and every one of us to be for his planet, for his glory. This morning, I'm going to ask, as we close our eyes and bow our heads this morning, would you take a moment to clothe yourselves in the values that we have spoken over you this morning? Would you take them on? And the reason I say clothe yourself is, for so many, it's great to get a visual of literally putting on of these values, saying, I take this on. This is who I am. I do not need to doubt my identity anymore. I do not need to doubt that I belong here, for I have been created and placed here for such a time as this. God has a call for your life. And this morning, as I pray, I'm going to ask that you would be in agreement with me and say, yes, God, I answer that call. Yes, God, I answer that call. I do not need to question my identity any further. I know who I am, for this is us. Right now, let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word this morning, and I thank you that it has penetrated spirits and hearts this morning. And I pray that as we clothe ourselves with this purpose, we clothe ourselves with this vision, we clothe ourselves with this value, I pray that you would begin to speak to each and every one of us about the plan that you have for us this year and how you want us to outwork that. For those who need clarity right now, would you give them clarity? For those who need purpose right now, place purpose in their spirit.
For those who need passion to fuel it, stir up passion. But we pray right now by your Spirit that we walk out assured this morning, knowing whose we are and what we've been called to do. In Jesus' name, amen. As all eyes are closed and heads are bowed, I'd just love to ask this question. We unpacked this morning a little bit about who we are in Christ Jesus. But maybe you came out this morning and you have not ever walked in relationship with Jesus. You don't know whose you are. You feel like you're all alone. I'd love to ask this morning if you would love that to stop for your life and you want to be part of This Is Us. For God has called you and been calling you by name for a very long time because He wants you to know what it is to be a son or a daughter of the Most High God. He wants to call you and have you hear Him. He wants you to be assured of whose you are. It doesn't matter, as you heard in our values, what your past has been. He says, come on in. He is acceptance. And so this morning, if this is you and you would love to say, today I need to start my journey with Jesus and I want to come into relationship with Jesus, I'm going to ask you to do one thing boldly. Nobody's looking around. I'm going to ask, would you just slip your hand up? Because I would love to see it and I'd love to pray with you this morning and help you begin that journey with Jesus, because that is what we do here.